Welcome to Conrad's Corner, where you hear poets and poetry. Myrna Stone is a local poet, one of the Greenville group. She's writing a series of sonnets about her father. Here are two examples. He rarely appears in his own movies. He rarely appears in his home movies, but when he does, every dog we owned slinks toward him, cowed in the extreme. "Show your critters who's boss," he liked to say. "Bone up and get tough so they don't buffalo you." Even the pony he bought me, Bootsy, kowtowed after he whipped her into submission the day she lay down on her side and rolled me out of the saddle. He called her Honey Bun after that, though she continued to be a freak-out with me. Once he rode a friend's buck-prone stallion, galloping up to the house with the cheek of a Mingo chief. I envied how he owned that horse, his fearlessness, learning only later how, by six, he'd mastered his father's mare and a plow. And another sonnet about her father by Myrna Stone. He appears to enjoy the snip of the scissors as I cut his hair, and more, the compression of the comb that coerces it into figures outlandishly silly. Such are the few digressions I can offer. A dab of Brill Cream, and sensation more vital to him now than ever. 60-some years ago, acting out flirtation of the most innocent sort, I was his daddy's girl, whom people mistook in my baby photo for him in his, the same tamped-down curls and wide eyes, who saw him as a beau while adorning his head with pomaded whorls. Now, although I am done, I continue to sweep the comb through his hair, lulling him to sleep. Two sonnets about her father by Myrna Stone. Happy Father's Day, and thanks for listening.